Snakes can be found hiding in weird places, cracks in the ceiling, your car, even under a chair. However, it is not every day you hear the story of a snake getting stuck inside someone's ear. There are so many questions to be asked. How did it get in there? Is the human ear even big enough to accommodate a small snake? How did it get out? Earlier in the month, on September 12, a YouTube video of a woman with a snake stuck in her ear went viral. The clip showed the hands of someone who claimed to be a doctor or surgeon, in gloves and holding tweezers, trying to pull the snake out of the woman's ear. Imagine a snake actually crawling up into your ear, how terrifying it would feel. Surprisingly, the woman in the viral video remained calm throughout the ordeal. Not only did that send chills down everyone's spines, but it has also raised questions on the authenticity of the clip. Till now, the identity of the woman and the quad, surgeon quad, has not been discovered, and neither has their location. However, it is safe to assume that they might be in India, considering that the channel that posted the video runs from India. How true is this? Before anyone starts to panic about a snake casually crawling into their ear and refusing to come out, there are several reasons why the content of this video might not be real. To start with, how exactly did the snake get into her ear? No matter how you look at it, the only explanation would be the snake crawling up one ear and poking its head out through the other. Considering that this might be the only explanation for why there is a snake stuck in a woman's ear, you should note that the human ear canal is not big enough to fit a snake. The smallest snake in the world is the Barbados thread snake, an endangered species with the longest one ever recorded barely passing 4 inches in length. For reference, the ear canal of an adult is only around 0.9 inches long, 23 millimeters. Comparing both lengths, there is no way even the smallest snake in the world would fit into a woman's ear. It would be impossible for a snake to be in a woman's ear and for her to remain that calm, even if there was a way the snake could enter through one ear and poke its head through the other. Most people that saw the video called foul almost immediately, especially on Reddit and Facebook. The leading speculation is that the head of a living snake was cut off and placed in the woman's ear just for the sake of the video and getting a lot of views. The reason why this is the leading theory is that snakes are ectotherms. This term usually refers to cold-blooded animals that do not need to internally maintain their body temperature. Ectotherms, particularly snakes, do not need as much oxygen to fuel their brains, and as such, they can go on living for minutes and sometimes even hours after they lose their head. Ultimately, if there was an actual snake in a person's ear, the snake would have at least attempted to bite the person or tried to bite the other person, poking it with tweezers. Even by the way the snake's head kept twitching, it was easy to tell that it had been severed from its body. The only movements it made were opening and closing its mouth. Conclusively, considering the likelihood that a little snake would not go through the trouble of backing itself into a human's ear, the explanation for the decapitated snake may be accurate. Up next. Watch an indigo snake and a rat snake square off. Watch an eagle hunt a snake with incredible precision. Watch the incredible way this snake climbs straight up a tree.